week's episode of MCW Fancast. My name's Emma, thanks for listening. Man City women travelled to Rush Green last Sunday, where they met the Hammers West Ham United in the Women's Super League. Later in the podcast, I chat to Bitter and Blue blog writer Caroline Shurat, and we recap on this week's result and the international news as we currently break for international duty. But first, I spoke to fans from both West Ham and Manchester City on Sunday to get their feeling ahead of kickoff. West Ham looking for a win following a bounce of disappointing results, and Manchester City hoping for the 3 points to keep on the pressure at the top of the table and retaining their unbeaten run in the WSL this season. Rush Green for the WSL game, West Ham United against Manchester City women, with Ali. And what's your name?
Alicia.
Alicia, you're a City fan.
Yeah.
And Ali, you're a West Ham fan. We've spoke before.
So,
so I just want to get your thoughts on obviously this game today. The teams have been announced. What are you expecting going into this game today?
I think we'll give you a bit more of a fight than we did last time. We're a bit more together now. We've had a fair few more matches. So cautiously optimistic, and I'll say a draw, I think.
Draw, okay. What about yourself?
Probably like 3-2 to City.
3-2, so you're hoping for the win today. Three big points that would be for Man City and could have an impact on obviously the title race this season. So we had that big win in the week against Brighton at the Academy Stadium in the County Cup. We now know that we've drawn Chelsea away in the next stage of the competition. What do you think about that draw?
Well,
could be quite tough.
Yeah.
So seven times on the run in the semi-final of the competition. That's right. So we'll be hoping for the win against Chelsea to progress to the final of the County Cup. Ali, tough defeat for West Ham in the week. Knocked out of the County Cup against Manchester United.
The less said about that, the better.
I know, but on a positive note, two big signings for the club announced over the weekend.
I'm very excited about the new signings, especially our Canadian. Having seen her form, and she's worked with Matt before, which is a good thing. They worked together at Boston. And so I think she's going to bring in like a good partner for Jane Ross.
Yeah.
And even our Korean, because she can cross like no one's business.
Quite quick.
Which Ross likes, having someone that can ping that ball into her so she can be the fox in the box that she used to be for you guys.
Would you be looking for anybody else now?
Or we need a defender. We need a defender. We need another someone in our back four just to strengthen it up.
It's pretty unfortunate, really. I mean, you've got some big names in your defence. Rafferty and Gilly as well in there. And how do you think do you think there's something not clicking there, or?
No, I think they're doing brilliantly, but I'm going to be honest, I think they're little. Like, we need someone that's a bit like your Jennifer Beattie's or Chelsea's Millie Bright. We just need someone that's got a bit of bulk about them that can just knock people back.
Right, okay, interesting. Right, thanks for your comments today anyway, and hopefully, you know, it'll be a good game today all round. Thank you very much.
No problem.
I'm at Rush Green with Kat. I just want to get your thoughts on the game. Obviously, the team has been announced. Some changes to the squad from what we've seen against Brighton. No Claire Emsley, but Lauren Hemp starts again after her good game against Brighton the other night, contributing 2 goals. What do you think of the lineup today?
I think it's a strong lineup, but I would have liked to see Emsley, so I'm interested to see why she's not here. Other than that, I think we should go and get a good few goals.
Yeah. Obviously, Chelsea, last we knew, they were winning 2-0 against Arsenal. Could have a massive difference if we could get a good result here today and get a good handful of goals.
Yeah, it could do, but we shouldn't rely on other people's results. I think we should just concentrate on ourselves. We can just do what we can do and then hope for the best and hope Arsenal lose games.
Steph said the other night in a notes as well that every game's a must-win game now from here on in. And Nick as well, we're looking to obviously get those results. It was a bit of a blip, obviously, against Bristol the other week. Every fixture now, a must win from City.
Yeah, it's a must win, otherwise the title race is over. We just need to concentrate on ourselves and hope Arsenal slip up and lose points. Hopefully they lose the first points today.
Comment on Chelsea and their current form at the moment. Very consistent in the terms of the results that they've been getting, keeping clean sheets, defensively quite strong.
Yeah, I agree with that there. I just hope that they don't catch us, in all fairness, because if they're going to pull a result off against Arsenal, we've obviously still got to play them. So
it was very tight, a bit like last season in terms of obviously us in the WSL, Chelsea,
Arsenal obviously fighting for that second place for the Champions League. It even came down to the wire on the last day of the season. Hoping it doesn't come to that this season?
I'm hoping it doesn't, but I've got a feeling it will. Right. But I think it may be a three-horse race, depending on how Chelsea do today against Arsenal.
Right. Thanks, Kat.
No worries.
Following the 3-1 win for Man City against West Ham United, Caroline Weir spoke about the result and the performance by the team.
Yeah, definitely. It was always going to be a tough game, but I think we deserved a win. West Ham were good and gave us a tough game, but yeah, we'll be delighted with that performance in difficult conditions, and we head home obviously happy with 3 points. I think the key was taking our chances and just managing the game. It was obviously difficult conditions for us, but both teams, and yeah, I thought we were kind of in control of the full game and we took our chances, and yeah, that obviously makes it easy for us during the game. If you can get an early goal, obviously that sets you up for the rest of the game, but I think they had spells in the game where they were on top, and I think it's just managing that and making sure we don't let them back in the game, and I think we did that well today. If you start well, it sets you up for the full game, and we usually do better when we start the game as well, and it's just about building on that and manage to get 2 other good goals as well. We'll be disappointed to give that goal away, but I think we dealt with it well. I think, like I say, they had spells when they were kind of on top of us, but I think we defended really well and made sure that they had minimum chances, and then it was about us taking the chances at the other end. Obviously, it's crunch time now. This part of the season is very important, and we won't look too far ahead. Like I say, we take each game as it comes, but we've got such depth in the squad that, you know, we're confident with the players we have. We can really go and challenge for all of these trophies.
It was a very long journey back to Manchester from London, but there was quite a lot of happy fans on the supporters' coach on the way home. Here's what Lauren had to say about that great result for Manchester City.
I'm with Lauren. We're on the coach on the way back to Manchester after our 3-1 win against West Ham. What do you think about the result today, Lauren? You must be pleased.
Very pleased. It makes the journey worthwhile in a way.
It's a long journey.
Yeah, but also there's good for the leaderboard as well, sort of top of the league now, well, at the minute.
Yeah, obviously thanks to the early result in the Arsenal and Chelsea game. So obviously, like you said, top of the league, very happy.
Oh yeah, really happy, so that's what you want, and so hopefully it will continue for the rest of the season.
Yeah. What did you enjoy about watching today's performance by the team?
It was 2 first-half goals, but where we broke was really good. Sort of, Lauren helps scoring again, sort of, it's good to see her scoring constantly now.
Yeah. Returning back from injury as well, so that'll give us some confidence going into the rest of the season.
Yeah, definitely. So young players, that's what we need, confidence to keep on developing and going stronger, and that's what she's doing, so it's good to see.
Yeah. And the second half from West Ham though was a little bit more different in terms of how they applied themselves to the game. It was a bit nervy at time, wasn't it?
Oh, it was really worrying at the times because they had long spells of possession. I thought they were going to level up and it was going to be a draw. We were very lucky to sort of scrape them with the goal and get the win.
Yeah. Had to be Jane Ross though, didn't it?
Obviously. It wasn't going to be any of the player, was it? I mean, she's a top class player, so she's always a threat. So we knew what to expect from her. It's sort of a pattern we've got. We had Lucy Bronze score against us in Lyon, so yeah. It's a pattern we've got really.
Yeah. It was good obviously to see Janine Becky come on as well and make a difference to the game.
Yeah, definitely. So I think she surprised some way, sort of seeing her pace today and sort of what she can do. She was a good striker, but to see her sort of get given the last 6 of the game, so it was good.
Yeah. And Keats, obviously, another goal to add to her tally. Pretty good form at the moment.
Yeah, Keats is generally on fire, and she can't stop scoring. It's just really amazing sort of how many goals she can score in many different ways as well. It's just amazing to watch her.
Yeah. So obviously, travelling back to Manchester now, everyone's pretty much asleep. Apart from you.
I woke up about 10 minutes ago, so.
All right, enjoy the rest of your relaxing journey. Thanks, Lauren.
Hi, Caroline, you okay?
Hi Emma, yeah, I'm alright, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. This is our first time talking this year.
Yeah, it is.
First time on the podcast. Happy New Year. Happy belated New Year. Did you have a nice Christmas, nice New Year?
Yes, I did, thank you. Did you?
Yeah, it was good, thank you. Yeah, not too bad at all. It's good to obviously get back to it, but obviously we've got another international break now, so, you know.
Yeah.
So we were just going to chat about West Ham away that happened last Sunday. What did you make of the game?
Well, I think there was times that we had the game and times that we didn't. Times that West Ham were definitely the better team. Good that we got the win. We needed that with Arsenal's result going the way it went. So yeah, now we're now one point ahead of the top of the table.
Yeah.
But no, it's good. The girls played really well. The goals were pretty easy. Although when Janine came on, she definitely improved our performance, as she had a couple of good shots and forced good saves from Anna Morehouse.
I mean, first half, really, you could say that it was quite a confident start. Early goal by Caroline, and then obviously a second from Hemp.
Yeah.
Going into the break, 2-0 up, we could really say that we were looking pretty good to get the win. But like you said, West Ham came back that second half. Jane Ross, you know, obviously it had to be Jane that got the goal, you know, quite early on. And they were, you know, putting on the pressure, which obviously led to, you know, the mistake and the goal by Jane. But, you know, there were certainly moments where it felt nervy, and that you felt that they could get another goal and get the draw, perhaps. Yeah. So it was great that obviously towards the end of the game that Nikita was able to get that third for us, really.
Yeah, I think if it had stayed 2-1, we would have been a bit disappointed that we didn't take more chances. So I think getting the third goal helped. Like you said, West Ham, they wanted the goals this time, so it was their patch, so they wanted the win. And I was really surprised that Matt Beard actually managed to get his two new signings on the pitch, Adriana Leon's side, and then he brought on Cho So-hyun, I think.
Yeah. I'm so glad you pronounced
her.
That.
She's a good player. it's a bit difficult. I was like, I hope I've got her name right now. But no, I liked her. She was a good player. She was a bit, some of her tackles were a bit dubious, but no, definitely her input, I think, definitely spurred them on a bit more, giving them a few more numbers.
It's just a point on West Ham, though. They seem to be doing all the right things. It's just a shame that obviously they haven't maybe perhaps started the season as well as they should have. But, you know, they're getting there. They're certainly working towards where they want to be. I mean, obviously, it was our first time visiting their ground, their home, and it was a great stadium, a great little setup that they've got there. You know, all the staff and the liaisons that were around the ground and stuff, they were all really helpful, dead friendly. The fans were really friendly as well. It's a nice little club and a nice little setup that they've got. So hopefully, I think it'll come good for them eventually. I just think it's obviously a bit of that patience and a bit of a waiting game just to, you know, start getting these players to sort of read each other a little bit better. But it's certainly an improvement, obviously, on our last meeting when they came to the academy. So for them, that it probably seemed like a bit of a gutting result for them, because they would have wanted to get more out of it, and then perhaps they should have done, but definitely improvements there anyway.
Yeah, no, I think, like I said, him bringing in the two new players, it's definitely boosted the squad. He's got quite a few players out, so I think they've given them some more energy.
So I'll just move on then to the international break then. There's quite a few camps going on. We've got 10 players called up to the England squad in Qatar, so it's quite busy, a lot of players away. You've got a bit of information as to where everyone is, so do you want to share that with everyone?
Yep, so like I said, we've got 10 players in Qatar for the senior squad. KBL, Ellie, Steph, Abby, Demi, Kira, Jill, Georgia and Keith. And then Mel was also called up following Beth Mead's injury. So they said we have 10 players. We've got two girls out in the Algarve with the under-19s, as me and Jess. And then Lauren is at St George's Park with the U21s. Scotland, they're in La Manga right now. They are currently playing against Norway. And I believe Caroline Weir scored a penalty. Mm-hmm. Jen started, was the captain, she went off for Claire at half time. They've also got another game against Iceland coming up. Tessa, this is confusing. She was injured and she wasn't with Belgium. She won her second Golden Boot last night, so congratulations, Tessa. But I'm unsure whether she's definitely gone to Spain, so we'll see about that. Janine is also away with Canada. I think she's either in Spain or Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a broad range of our players on international duty at the moment.
I think Tessa is with the team in Spain. I've seen her put an Instagram picture up before.
Yeah.
So, she could possibly be well there. But, like you said, great, well, Great award, obviously Golden Boot, Player of the Year, Women's Player of the Year for the Belgians, so that's fantastic. And that's all there is, really, unless you've got anything else to add. Yeah, for a while. So have you got anything else to add?
Well, we've got Watford at home, that's FA Cup, but that's February, and then if pedantic and going further on, Chelsea on the 6th.
No, we'll just stick to it game by game. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, flipping it. Right. Well, thanks for talking to me today, Caroline, and I'll see you at the Brighton game.
No problem, see you at Brighton game.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's it for this week's episode of MCW Fancast. Sorry it's a little bit shorter this week. It has been pretty quiet with there only being the West Ham fixture this week because of the international break. But I hope you've enjoyed it all the same. We'll be back next Friday. Have a great week.